It's been a decade since thousands of anti-abortion protesters descended on Wichita, Kansas, for what they called the Summer of Mercy. Back then, demonstrators used that heartland city to convey their message to America. They chained themselves to clinic doors or sat down in front of clinics, blocking the entrances. This summer, the group, Operation Save America, is revisiting Wichita. The demonstrations are set to begin this weekend and have created anxiety on both sides. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
It was difficult for the people of Wichita to imagine that thousands of abortion protesters would show up in front of clinics and attend enormous rallies during the Summer of Mercy in 1991.
Now, I want only those people who are from Sedgwick County, the Wichita area, to stand up.
30,000 people were estimated to be at this rally held on a Sunday in August. What began as a week-long protest turned into 46 days of picketing and 2,700 arrests. Back in 1991, blockades and so-called rescues were common. Abortion protesters stood in front of clinic doors. They chained themselves to fences or simply sat down in driveways to try to prevent abortions. Joseph Scheidler, a longtime abortion activist from Chicago, says people didn't mind being arrested because they knew they'd be released quickly.
It was pretty much in and out. You could be in a rescue at noon and be out for dinner and maybe pay a little fine or some bond or simply have a class action situation where you didn't even have to appear. It was much simpler in those days, and the thing was to sit down and be arrested while singing and praying.
Operation Rescue, now called Operation Save America, led the protests, as it will this summer. The main target is still Dr. George Tiller, who performs third trimester abortions. But much has changed in 10 years. A local law preventing anyone from blocking a business is in effect. There are stiff penalties, including a fine of up to $1,000 for violating the law. Perhaps more importantly, federal laws are in place to prevent protesters from blocking access to clinics. The penalty for a first offense is a $10,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail. Director of Operation Save America, Flip Benham, says those who oppose abortion know what they're up against.
You can see that there has an incredible change taken place in our nation legally as we begin to go to the streets. The price has gone up drastically for Christians, gentle Christians, to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. And of course, our numbers will be down because of that, but still, we are going to go with our chins set like a flint toward Jerusalem.
With stiff penalties in place, it's hard to imagine that hundreds of protesters will decide to break the law. But this time around, both the police and the abortion rights community say they're taking no chances. Deputy Chief Stephen Cole with the Wichita Police says if protesters break any law, they'll have to post a $2,000 cash bond.
We will allow those people to protest. We'll allow those people to be heard. We're just not going to allow them to block those businesses or to violate the law.
Still, several abortion rights groups are uneasy going into this weekend. At the last moment, Attorney General John Ashcroft did approve U.S. Marshal support for George Tiller, who was shot in 1993, and for others who work at clinics in Kansas. But Ann Glazer, head of national security for Planned Parenthood, says she's worried.
They've labeled the return to Wichita this summer as, quote, let's finish it, unquote. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that they are going to engage in clinic blockades? Does that mean they hope to inspire somebody to do violence against a person or a clinic? What exactly does that mean?
Flip Benham with Operation Save America says it means that Christians will be in the streets opposing abortion. It means prayer vigils beginning this evening at George Tiller's clinic. Activists also plan to hold Tiller in contempt of God's court. This year, those working for abortion rights, including Julie Burkhart with the Wichita Choice Alliance, say they will show support for the clinics and for their city.
Well, here in Wichita 10 years ago, it was complete mayhem. And there was no law and order in the streets of Wichita. Our city subsequently was divided. Churches were divided, businesses were divided, friends were divided, families were divided, and that did great damage to this community.
As the abortion protests are set to begin, there is a sense of apprehension in Wichita and elsewhere. A fugitive who has made threats against clinic workers, Clayton Wagner, is at large. Threats also have been made on internet websites against clinic staff and patients. Clinics across the country are on high alert. Since 1991, 7 people have been murdered over abortion. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.